Get ready to pop the cork. Get the champagne ready. Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. I did the champagne, actually, New Year's Eve. Had a bottle that we had been keeping for maybe 15 years. Wow, that was smooth. It's Buckmaster, along with my buddy John on the other side of the glass. Welcome to our program. It's Tuesday, January 4th, 2022, the start of year 12 of our radio show and the start of my 34th year on television and radio here in Tucson. Thank you so much for all the kind words and hundreds of greetings and words of encouragement that have been posted over the last 24 hours on social media. Without you, the listeners, of course, none of my work in this market would be possible. So again, a very hearty thank you very much. We broadcast Monday through Friday, daily show, during the noon hour in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. The radio station is 1030, Tucson's Voice. For trusted news talk, it's KVOI, The Voice. Worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com. Our live line, presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Without further ado, we go on the live line to very snowy Northern Virginia. Terry Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs, whose unique role in representing Tucson's interest began with a 10-year stint on the staff of the famed Congressman Morris K. Udall. Terry was then appointed to sub-cabinet position by President Carter and subsequently served under four presidents of both parties. He's the founding partner of the respected D.C. public affairs firm Bracey Tucker Brown, which has worked on many of Tucson's successes in the nation's capital. Boy, you guys got really hammered, Terry Bracey, with a big snowstorm.
You know, leading up to it, we had the warmest December that we've ever had. People were playing golf the day before we got hit with this tremendous snowstorm. And it's literally shut down one of our major arteries, I-95. Imagine I-10 between Tucson and Phoenix being absolutely brought to a stop. Mm. And people are forced to spend nights in their cars and everything else. That's what happened. And it's really a major disaster. So I don't know if Nancy and I are ever going to get to Florida this year.
Sounds like a mess.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. I am really proud of you.
Thank you.
I mean, I think you have brought real class to broadcasting. And I think this show is widely recognized as the most credible of all these talk shows. And I don't mean to put down other people, but your approach is unique. And you let people speak their mind. You have an opinion, but you don't shove it down other people's throats. And you have guys like me who have an opinion on, and I've enjoyed it very much.
I'd love having you on, Terry. You're one of the real pros, and we're glad to have you. Hey, we lost a friend over the holidays, didn't we?
Oh, Chris Helms. My heart's broken. Chris has been a major figure in Tucson, quietly so sometimes, but in the arts community, the theater, in the news business. He was my first news director when I was a graduate student sent over to cover the 1966 elections for KVOA. I didn't know anything. And Chris, with his tremendous humor, usually using kind of a Nazi general's countenance, would instruct me how to do everything, you know, how to hold a microphone, how to edit, film. Oh, what a wonderful guy, a lifelong friend, and I know he's a friend of yours.
Yeah, and he and I, he worked real hard at Arizona Public Media, Channel 6, not only on the TV side, but also on radio and fundraising. And I spent many a night with Chris before the cameras raising money for Channel 6. He was a big friend of public broadcasting. He certainly will be missed. And he died on his birthday.
His birthday, and his birthday is Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So there's kind of a double whatever. I don't know what to call it, but it's a very sad day for me and for Donna, his lovely wife. They were married 57 years.
Wow.
And, yeah, so anyway, I know an obituary will be in the paper soon, and I know that Donna is planning to have some kind of memorial service and reception more in the spring when people are in a position, maybe with this COVID and whatnot, to get together.
All right, Terry, grade time. First year for President Biden. What is your grade for the president?
A minus. I give him an A minus, and I know he's been bitterly criticized by the right and so on, but what else would you expect? You know, when you think about it, he arrived with a mess, a raging COVID, no distribution plan for new vaccines, the economy in a free fall, all schools closing, a losing war in Afghanistan, and just to name a few as you walk in the door. You know, big difference today.
Yeah, look where we were a year ago. The vaccines, I know we were couldn't wait to get the shot in our arm in early February, but look where we were a year ago in January. It was pretty bleak back then, wasn't it?
Boy, it was. I mean, you got to go back and remember now that basically nobody had been vaccinated. Today, 70% of the public has at some level been vaccinated, which is amazing, particularly since you got the right wing tried to turn it into politics, and it was a shame. But anyway, 70% of the people are on the vaccination chain. We've got the fastest growing economy in the world. Schools are open. And this war has ended. I mean, it wasn't elegant in Afghanistan, but it's done. We're out of there. And on top of that, Biden invested more than $2 trillion and got Congress to approve the American Recovery Act. And then shortly thereafter, he talked him into another $2 trillion for the biggest infrastructure program I think we've ever had. So when you add all those things up and ignore some of the press, I think he's done a great job.
All right, crystal ball time. Terry Bracey, what do you expect? Headlines 2022.
Well, I think it's going to be a year for the courtroom, to tell you the truth. I expect first there's going to be a huge fight over voting rights, and that will be the early focus, and we'll see if Sinema and Manchin are going to come around and make this possible. I hope so. What's happening is that the Trumpers are taking over the voting process in the red states, trying to fix it, so even if they lose, they'll win. You know, and this is not American democracy. That's one of the gravest challenges to our democracy, I think, since the Civil War.
And so you're seeing, here we are coming up on the anniversary of the insurrection. What else is going to come out of that, do you think?
I think it's going to look a lot like the Watergate year. You see people filing out of court downtown. It was Judge Sirica in those days, and my brother actually managed the trial. But these days, I don't know who's going to do the trials, but a lot of people are going to be indicted, including, I believe, some members of Congress, and possibly the president. I don't know. There are these investigations by the FBI particularly, and also by the Committee on the Hill, are turning up some pretty shocking stuff. I mean, there were a lot of people involved in this. This was a real coup attempt, and a lot of people in the Congress and across the country who were involved in this bill, and I think that's going to be one very big story for the year.
And the international story, the Russians and Ukraine, that's going to be a big one.
Yeah, well, you just hope it isn't, because if it is, it means they're at war in the Ukraine.
And, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and you don't want to see a lot of bad stories coming from China either. So, but I'll tell you what, to me, is the silver lining on this whole year and makes me smile is this incredible achievement called the Webb Telescope, which our U of A scientists were just core to. They were involved in it. They They made this incredible mirror for this. This is the biggest telescope ever in the history of the world. And they did it Agami style. It was so big, they had to do it in a folded way. I mean, they are pushing technology to places it's never been. And I think it's going to be a very big year for our scientists and for the University of Arizona, not to speak of the basketball team.
Yeah. All right, Terry Bracey, thanks for the kind words at the top of the show. We appreciate you being a monthly contributor to the program. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. All right, Terry Bracey on the Buckmaster Show. Shelley Fishman with me in studio. Shelley's giving me a sideways thumb, and that means a little bit of good, a little bit of bad on the markets. We'll find out after this.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. To prepare for ongoing project delivery, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to select projects for a new draft plan. The committee will help identify which projects to invest in to best meet regional transportation needs. Learn more about plan development and provide early input at rtanext.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Shelley Fishman is a financial consultant in private practice in Tucson, Arizona. The views expressed during this segment are his own and don't necessarily represent those of this station or of Bill Buckmaster Communications. Contact Shelley through buckmastershow.com or at shelleyfishman.com.
And I'm fortunate enough to be able to contact Shelley Fishman right now in studio. Hey, Shell, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Have a good time over the holidays?
Had a quiet time over
quiet
the holidays.
Time, indeed. Hey, you gave a very concise report
last Tuesday about where we had been with the markets. As a postscript, do you have a final word or two on that?
Yeah, I do, Bill. Thanks for asking. My feeling after the show last week was, you know, I'm really good with this forecast. I think what I presented, it makes a great deal of sense. The one variable here is what the Fed might do in response to controlling the need to control inflation, and also what it might need to do to get a handle on this wild unemployment situation we have, which is, you know, millions and millions of people quitting their jobs and this great resignation and then going and finding new ones. So the statistics are hard to really understand. And if the Fed gets it wrong and starts panicking about inflation or panicking about controlling the growth in GDP, then we could get some headwinds against the economy that could really make a difference. For instance, if interest rates, which have been close to zero now for a decade, if they start raising those interest rates to control what they currently believe is transitory inflation, then we could see an effect in the markets that is, I think, more dire than I would expect it to be, and certainly more dire than they would prefer it to be.
This number of 4.5 million Americans quitting their jobs in November, this is a record. These people they see this as the opportunity now to move on to what they hope will be our greener pastures. And usually what motivates people, Shelley Fishman, to the greener pastures is one word, isn't it?
Money.
Yep. Is there more than money this time?
I think there is. I think that this past 2 years has been an opportunity for people to assess what they're doing with their lives, what they want to do with their lives.
Lifestyle.
Yep. Also assess who they work for and is this the right company for them, the right industry for them? And so we have a huge number of job openings. That's the good news. We have a huge number of people who are looking for jobs. You know, those two things should match up. They haven't yet. And what we're seeing is upward pressure on wages, so that there's a rational expectation from people who are changing or wanting to change positions that they're going to get a higher rate of pay in return for having made this, you know, jump from one field to another, or from one company to another, or from one industry to another. And that is, you know, kind of problematic. I think there's probably a truism in that when people go from one job to another, they're not going to settle for the same pay they were making before. They will get higher rate of pay, even if they stay in the same industry, because quite frankly, where the most pressure is, which is down in the service jobs, those rates of pay have gone up. Have they gone up enough to satisfy people having been out of work for, you know, 6, 8, 10 months, and then jumping back in? The other thing that is so clear is that it has changed and is changing the way people interview for jobs. And that's something that is a whole new set of skills that needs to be learned. First of all, if you're young and you haven't really done a lot of this, you've got to learn to you know, sit for a job interview. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that these job interviews, because there are so many jobs open right now, are becoming more under the control of the interviewee than the interviewer.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of people, millions of people doing the job interview. And is it a negative for those people, Shelley, to say when they are asked the inevitable question, why would you like to work at our company? And if they say right off the bat, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I want to make more money. Is that a negative?
It is a negative. It is an honest answer, and honest answers should be presented, you know, honestly. So I think it's part of the reason you change job positions. But if you're doing your homework and you're researching the kind of job you want to be in, then you got to turn that question right around on the interviewer and talk about the company that they're interviewing for, talk about that company's role in the community, talk about the kind of training you expect to get. You know, I may have told you this story. I worked for AT&T at the beginning of my career in business. I thought I'd stay there for just a couple of months and then go out and be a great singer. That didn't happen. So 17 years later, I was leaving AT&T for a different job. But in those 17 years, I had 21 different jobs at AT&T.
Oh, my goodness. Were you trained for
AT&T? Well, AT&T was absolutely magnificent at doing training. Hmm. They had schools for people. If they couldn't do the training themselves, they would send you off to schools to do the training. They did not want unprepared people in those jobs. And they did their darndest to make sure that their young managers came in with training and then got constant training on the way. And so that kind of became my expectation. The other thing is in those 21 jobs in 17 years, about six of those jobs represented definite promotions from one job level grade, if you will, to another. Every time I experienced one of those promotions, I experienced a newness and a scariness, if you will, because my job responsibilities had climbed. And this is, I'm going to use a word that is just so out of date, nobody will understand it. But my inbox was completely different in the upgraded job. All of a sudden, I was being asked to make a different level of decision. The amount of money that was involved in those decision making was higher. The number of people that were going to be affected by the decision that I might make was higher. That was a little scary. But to AT&T's credit, I never had to make those decisions alone. So I believe that when you're talking to a new company now about taking a job that is at a higher level or higher level of responsibility than the one that you've been used to, the issue of training is very, very important to understand. Because if you come in expecting that you're going to get the kind of support you need to do that job well, and then you're left out there on your own. And believe me, Bill, I can tell you that I've had old friends call me up and say, you know, what is it about this industry? They, on the way in, they tell me we're going to get all this training, and then I'm there, and none of it happens.
The training, when they say, well, you're going to get training, it may be 1 hour with a colleague.
Yeah, really.
Telling you where the coffee pot is and where the bathroom is, and that might be your training.
So if you're in an interview process and you're talking to either a recruiter or a manager from HR in a company you're considering working for, talking about working conditions, talking about training, talking about what the responsibilities would be, if you've done your research, and don't go into an interview without having done a whole bunch of research, you need to give examples and ask the person who's interviewing you how the company deals with those kinds of situations. Similarly, with remote working, we like to think we're all going to get back into the office at some point. Not so sure that's going to happen in the same way that it was 2 years ago. So yeah, you need to understand, for instance, if you're going to be expected to work remotely, all the things about job conditions and work conditions and training are critically important, especially if you're working on your own. But then, are you viewed the same way with the same regard and the same prestige as a remote worker as you would be if you were in the office every day?
That is a huge point. And the hybrid system that is developing now is a couple of days. It may be a couple of days, maybe one day a week in the office and the rest remote.
And especially if you're a new employee of a corporation, because building relationships with your coworkers and your superiors is so critically important to feeling comfortable and secure in your job, knowing, number one, that you're doing a good job, but also that you have exposure to the company, that you understand what the opportunities in the company are, you understand what the problems are. And so Those are the kinds of questions that need to be turned back on the interviewer by an interviewee to make sure that when you're trying to find a good match between your skills and quite frankly, your ambitions and what a company has to offer, that that match really does exist.
All right, Shelley, how about a Danish right now?
Oh, a Danish would be great.
From Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, Steve and the team up at Mona's, Shelley, they want to wish everybody a happy new year. They had a wonderful holiday season. They did tons of the pumpkin pie. They did a lot of Danish Kringles that people enjoyed on Christmas Eve morning and Christmas Day and New Year's Day, for that matter. They're open right now for lunch, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle. They are on the web at monasdanishbakery.com. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
President Biden has just spoken from the White House as this country sets new records for daily reported COVID-19 cases. He says Americans need to protect themselves from getting sick and is asking people to do so this way.
Get vaccinated. Get boosted. There's plenty of booster shots. Wear a mask while you're in public.
He also made this announcement on an antiviral pill made by Pfizer that was recently authorized by the FDA to prevent serious illness and death.
I'm directing my team to work with Pfizer to double our order from 10 million to 20 million treatment courses to be delivered in the months ahead. We may need even more.
At the White House, CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
This is a pill that would treat people who have COVID currently. And it's designed to help those that are immunocompromised or maybe more vulnerable, may end up having to be hospitalized at some point. You can take it while you have COVID to try to treat it and end your infection sooner.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock-full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road and on the web, flowersrieger.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. We love Green Things. They had a wonderful holiday season. Thousands of poinsettias, which they grow, they manage to find wonderful homes for and brighten up a lot of people's holidays. GreenThingsAZ.com is their website. Their sister business, which is on the 13-acre site at 3384 East River Road, is Zocalo Village. Zocalo Village specializes in merchandise from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. Much of it is handcrafted, just some beautiful things, dining room sets, beautiful, hand-carved in mesquite and other woods, beautiful. So, GreenThingsAZ.com and ZocaloVillage.com. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's go now on the live line to Dr. Ray Woosley, former University of Arizona College of Medicine Dean, founder and now President Emeritus of the Tucson-based Critical Path Institute known as CPATH. Dr. Woosley's latest venture is something called Credible Meds, and he's going to join us now on the live line. I thought we would talk a little bit more about what Credible Meds is all about. Dr. Woosley, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Bill. It's really an honor to be on your show again.
Thank you very much. How did all of this come about, Credible Meds, Dr. Woosley?
Well, it started in about 22 years ago when the National Academy of Medicine issued a report that found that 100,000 people die every year due to their medications, and those are preventable. Many of those are preventable. And recognition that there's a lot that we need to know about these medicines that isn't generated by the drug companies that develop them, and that there needed to be an independent organization, a group of centers that would do the education and research on the therapies. So that's where the CERT comes from. And that's the Arizona CERT was one of that network, is one of that network that focuses on getting you the information you need, being independent, not being bought by anybody who's worried about trying to keep you from using medicines or getting you to use more than you need. And we always begin by recognizing that medications can save lives and do save lives, but they can also take lives. And the Arizona CERT is a nonprofit that was created here in Tucson 20 years ago to work with the University of Arizona and the community and people like yourself who, through your show, have helped us get the message out to the community about what they need to know that they're about their medicines.
And the CERT is an acronym for Center for Education and Research on Therapeutics.
Right, exactly.
So what about your website that is part of Arizona CERT, AZ CERT, and it's called crediblemeds.org?
Right, we created that so we could communicate. And on that website, we have a portal for patients. We have a portal for doctors and pharmacists and nurses and healthcare providers. We have another one for research scientists. And that's become an international resource for anyone wanting independent information about the safe use of medications, especially those that can cause sudden cardiac death. And there's over 200 of those drugs. So it's an important part of taking care of yourself and your patients to know which of those medicines can do that and how can you prevent it.
And the Credible Meds website is not just for healthcare practitioners and researchers, is it?
Not at all. We have a large number of patients who rely on it because they have over 10,000 patients in this country have a cardiac problem that causes them to be sensitive to medications. And they use our website to know which medicines they should stay away from. And a lot of patients go there to learn how to use their blood thinner, how to use their other medications, how to prevent drug interactions.
So you have a lot of healthcare professionals, though, that use this. I was just blown away by something you had mentioned on one of our recent shows, that there are more than 200 medicines that can cause sudden cardiac death due to their effect to prolong, I guess, that interferes with the electrocardiogram.
Exactly. And that those medicines on the electrocardiogram show up as prolonging something called the QT interval. So we have identified over 200 drugs that have that effect. When we started looking into it 20 years ago, there were medicines that we didn't know that could have this effect on the heart, drugs like methadone, drugs like Celdane, an antihistamine that was being taken by millions of people. And we found that those drugs did have this effect on the electrocardiogram and were causing sudden death. And so we posted the list, and we've maintained it for 22 years now, and it's grown from 29 drugs to over 200 drugs that have this effect on the heart.
Mm. How is AZ-CERT, how is that influencing healthcare here in the state, Dr. Woosley?
Well, we've been really pleased with the partnerships we've been able to create. Thanks to the Flynn Foundation, the Burt Martin Foundation, the family of Chandler Warden, have been very supportive. The Hulualoa Foundation, Mike Kasser, have all been extremely supportive in allowing us to form partnerships. And we have a huge one with Banner Health. All 29 hospitals in the Banner Health system, including the College of UMC here in Tucson, the University Medical Center in Phoenix, use our QT drugs list, and they use it to send warnings to doctors when their patients are in danger. We're also working with the VA in Phoenix, the Honor Health system based up in Phoenix. And we have programs like this one where we communicate to the public. And we work very closely with my old partners at the Critical Path Institute. So we're embedded in Tucson, the Credible Meds website is used in 190 countries around the world by hundreds of thousands of physicians and patients and researchers.
How has Credible Meds changed since you were involved with creating it?
Well, it began just as a list of 29 drugs, but it's now, if you go there, it's a really comprehensive resource that talks about all aspects of how do you take care of yourself. You know, Dr. Richard Carmona helped us with a public announcement that says you are the most important member of your healthcare team, and that's it. But you've got to be informed to be a useful member of that team, and we have been very proud of the help that we've gotten from the community to make the Credible Meds website a resource for people all over the world.
I think I first met you when you were associated with creating the Critical Path Institute, which is based here in Tucson. How many years have they been in existence, and how are they doing?
They started in 2005, and they're just doing outstanding work. They've received funding from the FDA ever since it's began. The Gates Foundation and the Bill Gates family have been strong supporters. They've been making advances in the way that we study drugs for the treatment of Alzheimer's and many other serious neurologic conditions and kidney disease. It's been just a real boon to this community that brings in hundreds of millions of dollars to the economy, but also shows the nation that Southern Arizona and Tucson have a lot to offer, and show the world that we have an awful lot of technology and science in this community that can really improve the way drugs are tested and developed around the world.
And I think one of the building blocks and one of the thoughts was that you had to there had to be a way to get some of these drugs to the market in a more timely fashion, because some of this stuff was taking 20 years, wasn't it, Dr. Woosley?
20 was the norm. And by the time that you spent 20 years working on a drug, the cost of it was prohibitive. But the basic principle behind the Critical Path Institute is the FDA needed a neutral ground where they could talk to the industry and where industry could share their methods and share how to best test medications. They didn't share their secret sauce, but they would share how to best test a medicine. And that's now the medications being developed today are being tested by the methods that were shown at the Critical Path Institute to be the very best and most efficient way forward.
All right, Dr. Woosley, thank you so much for everything you do, not only with this program, but what you do here in our community. And again, the website for Credible Meds, it's very easy. It's crediblemeds.org. All sorts of great information there about the medications that people are using. Thank you, Dr. Woosley.
Thank you, Bill. It's been a pleasure working with you.
Thanks a lot. All right, we'll take our break right here. The Buckmaster Show continues. 2022 is a political year, so you're going to be starting to hear some of my interviews with some of the candidates. And we've got Lacey Cooper coming up next. Lacey is a candidate for Arizona Attorney General right after this.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com. A Citizens Advisory Committee of the Regional Transportation Authority is starting to review projects submitted by RTA member jurisdictions for consideration for the next RTA plan. The committee will consider plan goals and performance factors as they move into the selection process. The RTA will seek public feedback on the committee's draft plan when it is ready. Learn more about plan goals and sign up to stay informed at rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority. At Tucson International Airport, we're nonstop supporting jobs and prosperity as an economic engine for our entire region. From an innovative and touchless passenger experience to earning the GBAC Star Accreditation, the Golden Standard for Cleanliness, our team is ready to welcome you back to Tucson International Airport. Begin your journey with us. We're nonstop for you, Southern Arizona.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
This is Hugh Hewitt, and keep listening to Bill Buckmaster. For more news and interviews, listen to my show, The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 10 to noon on 1030 KVOI The Voice.
Welcome back. It is The Buckmaster Show on our anniversary edition as we launch into the 12th year of our radio program and my 34th year in television and radio here in Tucson. One of our great sponsors is Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. They are hoping, and I hope you will take that drive, the 3-hour drive east of Tucson, to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. So much to do, outdoor activities like the Gila National Wilderness, the world-famous Cliff Dwellings National Monument, and just kind of hanging out in a beautiful area in Silver City with some of that great Victorian architecture. For more on things to do And there are a lot of them and places to stay. There are some great places. Visit Southwest New Mexico. Just spell it out, southwestnewmexico.org. That's your great starting point for your road trip over to Silver City. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. 2022 is an election year, and you will be hearing some of the candidate interviews here on the Buckmaster Show. Let's go right now on the live line. Lacey Cooper is with us, Republican candidate for Arizona Attorney General and one-time Border Securities Section Chief in the United States Attorney's Office. Lacey, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me on today, and congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you very much. Lacey, tell us about this campaign. Why did you decide to go for AG?
Well, as you said, I was working at the U.S. Attorney's Office as the Border Security Section Chief and spending my days leading a team of people who were day in, day out fighting crime and enforcing our border laws. And it became very apparent to me that the new guy coming into the White House was not going to care about border security as much as I had, and in fact, might attempt to undo all the good work that I had been doing. So I left the U.S. Attorney's Office in March to run for AG and to fight back against the Biden administration.
Talk a little bit about when people hear about the border, they think it's a federal problem, and what would how would the Arizona Attorney General, how would you as AG influence changes at the border, Lacey?
Well, one thing that I can do and would do is to beef up the drug enforcement unit at the Attorney General's office and to go after cartels. I did that when I was at the U.S. Attorney's Office. I did cartel wiretap investigations, and I took down people who were working directly for the Mexican cartels that operate here in Arizona. Because the cartels control the border on the Mexican side, anything that we can do to hamstring them and their income will make a difference. And so I would do that. And the second thing that I would do, because I understand the nuances of immigration policy, is to fight back every single time the Biden administration makes a change to immigration policy that would undo or relinquish their duties to enforce the law at the border. I would immediately be in court fighting back against those changes.
As far as human trafficking, I understand the cartels are all in on the human trafficking, Lacey Cooper.
Yes, and just as a quick distinction, you know, human smuggling is when somebody voluntarily pays for a ride.
Right.
Human trafficking is when somebody is taken against their will, or they are taken for the purpose of sex or labor trafficking. And the cartels are in that business as well. And one thing that I will tell you that I saw while I was the Border Security Section Chief is they will child trafficking for the purpose of getting somebody a ticket into the United States was a very real thing. People will buy, borrow, or steal a child in order to come to the United States and claim to be a family unit and ask to be released into the United States while an asylum claim is pending. And sometimes border agents don't, they can't tell that that's happening. And so children are used and, in fact, sometimes recycled as a ticket for admission into the United States. It's horrifying.
Do the Mexican cartels find friendly ground, Lacey Cooper, by some of them having members living here in Tucson and Phoenix in Arizona?
We are seeing an expansion of cartel presence throughout the United States now. Obviously, Arizona has always been a source, a hub for the movement of people and drugs into the United States. But we're seeing more and more cartel presence in other states, more and more cartel violence within the United States, which in some ways, maybe that's a good thing, Bill, because it's a wake-up call to some of the other states in the northern and eastern parts of our country, who until now have considered, you know, cartels and the movement of people and drugs to be an Arizona problem or a Southwest border problem and not a personal problem. And I think we might be in a place finally to have some reform so that we can actually secure our southern border, because it's beginning to affect people's real lives in other parts of the country.
Let's learn a little bit about you, Lacey Cooper. Who are you? Where are you from? Some of your educational background, please.
Well, interestingly, I was born in southern New Mexico, so appreciated your advertisement for people to go visit over
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah.
But I moved here to the Phoenix area when I was about 7, so I actually grew up here in Arizona. I love this state. I went to school at Texas A&M for my undergrad. I got a full ride there, so it pulled me out of state. And then I finished my education at the University of Texas for law school. And then I immediately came back to Arizona to practice law here. I started out my career at the Gila County Attorney's Office. I was up in Payson, Arizona, working in rural Arizona in a small office. So we had 3 attorneys to prosecute all of the crime happening in northern Arizona. I was there for almost 7 years and then moved back to Phoenix when I started at the U.S. Attorney's Office, where I worked for 8 years, and almost everything I did there related to border security in some form or fashion. I was prosecuting cartels, gang members who got their drugs from cartels, coyotes bringing people across the border, and terrorists.
How about consumer protection? And have you had experience prosecuting white-collar criminals who defraud Arizonans?
Yes, absolutely. I was given all of the white-collar crime cases when I was up in Payson, I think because nobody else likes to look at, you know, much, you know, a lot of documents. But I love that kind of thing. And I did prosecute fraud. And I would continue to prosecute fraud as the next attorney general. And I will just add, Bill, that when I was a prosecutor, it did not matter what somebody's background was. If they were a pillar of the community, if they committed a crime, I was going after them. And that's exactly what I would do as the AG.
You know, there's been a lot of talk on what they call criminal justice reform, lessening drug sentences. Where do you come down on that, Lacey Cooper?
I oppose some forms of criminal justice reform, those being the ones where we're just going to let somebody out of prison who potentially, you know, maybe they got a lighter sentence and got a sentence for a drug crime. But if you looked at the whole picture, they were pled down to a smaller drug offense, and you don't see that they actually were trafficking drugs throughout our state and had a firearm, right? So to just have a blanket reform where everybody's let out of prison, that's obviously not the right answer. Now, on the other hand, for those who are drug users, I'm absolutely in favor of any way that we can bring rehabilitation to somebody who's a drug user and do that as far as we possibly can until they, you know, are committing other crimes like property crimes and harming, you know, other citizens. So the criminal justice reform umbrella has so many layers underneath it, Bill, that it's hard for me to say, you know, I'm
sure
totally in favor or totally opposed.
All right. Lacey Cooper, where can people find out more about your run for AG?
Well, my website is LaceyCooper4AZ.com. That's F-O-R-A-Z.com. And, yeah, I'd love for people to come check it out. I go to Pima County often for to speak and meet voters down there. So I'd love to have people come out when I'm in Pima County as well.
All right. Lacey Cooper, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show Anniversary Edition. We've got 11 years in the books. We are now into year number 12. Thank you very much, everybody, for your support, for your comments. And we'll be back with you 12:04 tomorrow, back in 23 hours. Have a great day.